Shalom from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'ulim in the Holy Sefer Om Urei Naim. Schus Moshe de Peshtim Reitz Hashem Mor Mordechai, Mordechai Fegel Matz Mechat Yitzvassia, Harav Baruch Mordechai Ben Hinda Amalka, Mishleim Reitzak Ben Bracha, Harav Moshe Ben Reisel, V'nishmas Meretz Hester Ben Srib Shmuel, V'ayu Chayei Sarah Me'yashana V'swim Shana V'sheva Shanim, It's known from the Medrash HaNe'elam, beginning of Parshas Vayera, Shaguf nikra Sara lashin Sarara, Shemiteva hachoymer listarer al zulasa. Sara is a remez to Sarara, which is rulership, that it is the way of chomer, of the material, to be mistarer, to rule over others. In other words, it says in the Medrash HaNe'elam, Zaya, that the goof is called Sara Lashon Sarara. And then Rabbeinu adds that Miteva HaChomer L'Stara Zulasa, it's the nature of Chomer to rule over others. And Avram is called the Neshama. And the Bine Amu Rabbi say, Nu, Aroitze, Lichya, Isyamis is Atzmai. The rabbis say, Tamid Lamid Beis Amid Aleph, if you want to live, and kill yourself. What does that mean? Because the very nature of man in his creation is to follow the vanity of time, to make himself great, to glorify. He's following the chomer. He wants fanfare, he wants likes, he wants adulation, and this all distances a person from the Borei Olam. V'tzarich ha'odom ha'roitze l'ham shechi yisal yom yivorei yisbarach v'kirboi k'mo yishamar ha'kosuv eshkoin ez dekau shval ruach. And a person has to be mamshich v'chi yisal yom, the divine vitality from the Borei Yisbarach, and do like it says in the Pasuk, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashra hishchina with one who is of a low spirit. In addition, one has to lower the chomer. That's what it means, Eshkon es daka u'shval ruach. I will dwell with one who is low and of a low spirit. So the daka is somebody who is medake his chomer. He lowers his materialism, his physicality. And the other one is shval ruach, of a low spirit. So Hashem dwells with the one who is medake his chomer, daka shval ruach, and somebody who is mishamash bil his ruach. Lahamis says, atzmius tivoi shehutba be'esi voldo. To kill the essential nature that was instilled in a person from the time he was born. That's one way Hashem is mashra hishchina. And the other condition is liyos shafel be'einav, to be low in one's eyes. That's a chiddush. As daka means one who's medake l'choyna. That's the way Rabbeinu learns. V'zeh she'omar b'gimor ha'al ha'pasuk ma Hashem eloi kecho shoyal me'imach. What does Hashem ask of you? Don't read what? Read 100. Ve'inyan hu, ki Moshe Rabbeinu limei das is ha'om she'yechzu es midosoi. She'amar v'nachnu ma. Ve'al ze shibcha ha'tora oiso she'yi ha'ya anav mikol odom. Moshe Rabbeinu taught the people that they should take his midah. V'nachnu ma, what are we? Who are we? And on this, the Torah was in Shabeach him that he was an anav mikol adam. Ach shegam emidas hanavi yesh kama bechinos asher lo tovim halachoikim min ha'emes. But in the midah of hanavi, you have certain perspectives that are not good, that are far away from truth. K'nayde la mistakel b'davar zeh, as is known for people who look at this, who observe this, So we have to take the midah of Moshe, the midah of Ma. What are we? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anav Mikol Adam. But midas Hanava also have parts of it that aren't good. Hachi yesh kama b'nei Adam asher lefi ro'isa ayin hein anvisonin v'loin iskayim b'hem eshkoin esdaka. Because there are people who are humble, but we don't see that they have ashras hashchina. And the reason is, because they haven't taken this midah from the side of truth. They're an anav, but not be'emes an anav. They have to be sincere about it. In other words, Madregas Ma. Kadosh Baruch Hu asks from you, Ma Hashem Elokech Hashem Meimach. Hashem asks from you the Madrega of Ma. What are you? V'dolshu Rabbiseinu al tikri Ma elameya. And the Rabbi's darshan, don't say Ma, say Meya, say 100. Teach the Jewish people, Shetzorich le'echoiz mida zu po'ofen shiyachnes boi al yedei zeh ha'alef alufo shel oilam liro ameiz al ha'omu. Rabbi's darshan, don't read ma, read mea. Teach the Jewish people that you have to hold on to this mida of shiflus. In such a way that your machnis bo al yedei zeh ha'alef. In other words, we're taking the word ma and we're making it into mea. What are we adding? An aleph. Who's the aleph? Alufu shel olam, Hashem. The Mirami is in what we said, that you have to have midus shiflus b'ofen amiti. And the mid of shiflus only comes, it's only true shiflus if one is machnia the chaymer. If one is holding shtak with the chaymer, then it doesn't work. To be machnia the chaymer. You have to be machnis by a day zeha aleph, alufa shaloylam. Atik Rimala Meya. So if you have the Alufa Shalaylam, then you have the true meat of Shiflus together with Achnasa Chomer. And then you get the Shechina. And your Machnis, you bring into yourself the Ron Shalaylam. So Ma, Hashem Lekech Hashomemach. Hashem wants the meat of Ma. Who are you? Atik Rimala Meya. Add the Aleph, add the Alufa Shalaylam into your Ma. That's the 100 brachas, obviously, when you make the 100 brachot, it's achnas achaymer, and shiflus, because you make the bracha, you realize it's all coming from God, and you machnia the chaymer, you're not focusing on the food, you're focusing on the bracha. The food is a means to make the bracha. That's what the pasuk means, vayu chayei sova. Imasi yu chayei aguf shu sova. כלומר, אם אתה יזכה לחיוס העליון, 100 שנה. In other words, השנים שעובד בהם מדרגס מה באמס, עד שהכניס בסרח הויס האלף אלוף השלב. So when are you going to have a proper life of the body? When are you going to have chaye sara? When is the guf going to have srara? When is the guf going to do what it's supposed to do? When you have meya shana, the years that you were oiveid b'macharegas ma be'emes, ma meya, and you said you're an, the person's an anav, and then he puts the aleph in there, the alufu shel olam, making him shafel, making him low, making him achni l'chomer, ve'esrim shana, Kinoida, what's the 20 years? It's known in Chazal, Shabbos 89b. Sheinoitzim Beitin Shel Maila, Ad Esrim Shana. They only punish in Beitin Shel Maila at the age of 20. Because a person doesn't have complete das until 20. Only afterwards, so he only comes to true das at 20, and afterwards when he comes to das, then he can start serving Hashem. And then he elevates his days of youth, adolescence, teenage years. And how does he do that? With the midah of ma. Again. Me'ah shana ve'eslim shana. So the me'ah shana, how do you have ayu chayei sara? Me'ah shana. All the years that you work with me'ah, with ma, who am I? The alufa shalom, with God inside. Alufa shalom is the master of the universe. Ve'eslim shana. Esrim Shana is at 20 years. That's when you start serving God with Das Shleima. And how do you do that? You with the Me'ah Shana ve'Esrim Shana. You put the Me'ah Shana with the Esrim Shana. You put the Ma with now that you're 20 years and you have complete Das. You put that together with your Ma, with your Anava, with your Shiflus, together with the Alufu Shalolam. And that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Tehillim 39:5. Umidas yomai mahi. Teirush midas yomai. Hamido vehatikun shel ayomim she'avku alai mahi. Vayde midas ma midas hashiflus. Umidas yomai. The mida, the amount, the measure, the fixing of my days. You know what they are? Ma. Through the mida of ma, through the mida of shiflus. And you can even elevate your days of youth. So at age 20, when you get to Das, so then you can elevate your days of youth. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes 11:9. Be happy, young man, in your youth, and your heart should be good in the days of your, when you're a bacher, and go in the pathways of your heart and the seeing of your eyes, and know that God is going to bring you to judgment on everything. Perush, v'smaitis, samach bachor b'yaldusecha. After your samach b'yaldusecha, you went after your Yetzer. And you're not punished for this because you weren't yet a ben das. Nevertheless, kishetavo, when you come to the age of 20, lechlal das, tzorch letaken akoy, to fix everything. Why? God's going to take you to judgment, take you to task for this. So you better make sure to fix it. So, yes, people enjoy themselves when they're young and they do have averus, but you better fix it when you turn 20 and you have true das. You come to the age of onshim, beizin shalmaila. And that's what it says in the Pusik, Eslim Shana, Vizayin Shanam Shnecha Yitzara. Rashi says, Kulam Shavim Lataiva. Shu Magregas Mea Ka'amu, Shemaila Afti Mea Katn Shehim Ben Sheva Shanim, Vimei Nairas Shehim Ad Eslim Shana. It's coming to teach us that when you're in the Madrega of Mea, through this you elevate the Mea Katnus, which are like a someone who's 7 years, you may nairus, which is until you're 10 years, 20 years. That's what it means, kulam shavim l'toiva. When you have me'ah shana, when you're in the madrega of me'ah, then esrim shana v'sheva shanim shnei chayei sara, they're all shavim l'toiva. 7 years, you may katnus. Esrim shana, the first 20 years, when you're not yei chayev and onshim, when there's no punishment from the beis shamayla, That is elevated. That is kulam shavim latova when you're in the madrega of mav. Who am I? If shiflos of dikui achomer, of lowering the chomer, the physicality, and being humble. And this is through vatamas sova, this mind, al yidei shiyom yom yisa atzmius. That's through its sara dying. What sara? Sara is the goof. Mechoymeri. And then you'll be zochet v'chinas v'kiryas arba, v'tamas sara v'kiryas arba. In other words, the Shem Havoya Baruch Hu is called Kiryas Arba, because it has Arba Isis. Hi Chevron, what does it mean? Hi Chevron in Pelush Nischabro. Hi Koidem, Kibyachol Ayah Pelud Bashem Kanoida. He kills his Chomer, because before this, there was a Pelud, there was a separation in the oneness of God. By being Memes HaChomer, by killing the physicality, then one is Mechaber, the Pelud, that existed in Shem Hashem. The union of Pelud Shem Havaya, we see numerous times in the Ma'amarim of Rabbeinu, that the last hay from Shem Havaya is the Ramez of Ashuras Hashchina B'Tachtoinim, and made this Hamalchus Kayadua, and when a person is not Oyvid, it's Hashem Yisbarach M'chomro, he doesn't serve God with his physicality, he's Mafrid, the last hay from the other three letters of the Shem. V'oz, after he's made Mr. Chomer, he's Zochid the Bechina of Vayavoy Avrom. Avrom is the Neshama. The Koach HaNesham is very powerful and he acts according to the Neshama. Hashem came and called him, wasn't like this before him. And Ramele is Zorcha to Lisboit Sara Belef Kosa, to make a hesped for Sara and to cry for her. Afterwards, when he comes to Das, he mourns and regrets his first deed. So Lisboit Lisara, he's making a hesped for Sara, the goof, Maisa Neurim. Until he elevates Hashem Agbia Gamken Yom Marishanim, and then he elevates the earlier days, and Vaz Tovlo B'Zeo B'Vaz. So it turns out the pasuk is like this: Vayu Chaye Sarah. How do you get in your goof in Sarah? True Chayim, True Chias Elyain. Mei Hashani Hatu B'Chinas Mei. You have to have true shiflus with the Aleph with the Aluf and Shalolim in there. When can you be Zelcha to this? Ve'Esrim Shana. When you're 20 years and you have come to Das. And then you can come to this place of Ma, and you can fix what happened earlier. You can fix the 20 years, and you can fix the first 7 years. Before you had proper Das. So the Vayu Chaye Sar, the way to live true Chaye Guf, have true chiyus elyon is mea shana, the madrega of ma. And only at esrim shana you come to das. And you can elevate what was earlier. You can even elevate the sheva shanim. You're very young. But tamas sara, when one is meimis the chamrius shelo, and then you're zochet a kiyus arvi hi chevron. It's going to be a chibur, a chevron of the dalet osios havoya. The Kiryas Arab is the four Shem, letters of Shem Havaya. And through this you'll be Zercha, the Vayavu Avram, the Neshama is going to become stronger. Zohar says the Neshama is Avram. And the Mele Yiskad Lipsa, Lispod, Lissar, Vilif Kaisa, to be Misavu, to be Mischaret, Hal Maisav, Harishainim. So from this Maimer we learn the Darkenu Lamadnu, that you can fix the past, and it's not etched in stone. And for Zeche, to properly use our Das, and we should talk about Zeche to make all the Tikkunim. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.